This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Isaac Ambrose, Dan Buffa from KSDK in St. Louis. He's kind of, as I described in the first hour, he's kind of the Dave Wishnowski of St. Louis. Like, Dave is a guy that has worked for multiple media outlets in Chicago, and we lean on Dave every once in a while to kind of get the fan perspective of how the Cubs are doing or when they won the World Series and how exciting that was. And Dan Buffa is a guy that does a lot of media stuff down in St. Louis, but he wrote an article today. And I know, like Trevor said, why is this timely? Because Pujols, I think, still has a year and a half, essentially, now left with the Angels. But technically, his contract would be up, and he could become a free agent again. And if he wanted to keep playing, I heard he could void maybe the contract with the Angels, and if you're a Cardinals fan, and he would accept a little less money and come and maybe just have a role as a DH, would you want him? So we'll talk to Dan Buffa about that, who wrote an article today for KSDK on exactly that. I woke up this morning and saw something from James Franklin after your DC Dino team was blowing out my Samsung Tigers, and I just said, well, this is
sweet, man.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. It was horrible. So I saw a thing from James Franklin, the Penn State football coach, that basically said, if some states will open and we can play football, then let's go forward and play football. And if you are in a state, Illinois, that will not open,
yeah,
that's tough for you. What would you think of that, Derek, if the Big Ten started college football and let's say Illinois and Northwestern and, I don't know, Michigan and Michigan State, mm-hmm, those four teams weren't playing because the state wasn't open and everybody else played.
I'm torn because I go back to what we were talking about with Kevin Wheeler. Weird college football sounds better than no college football.
That's true.
But at the same time, it feels like there should be, I don't even know this word, but uniformity.
Yeah, no, that's a word.
Like within the Big Ten, if certain teams can't play, it's not necessarily they're not in a position of, you know, they're not, can't say to the governor, okay, we want to play football, okay, yep, open it up.
I'm with you.
They're at the mercy of whatever the law is within that state. But especially for Illinois, you'd sit there and say, yeah, so Illinois.
Of course.
Well, it's supposed to be Lovie's best year, so Illinois.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Right.
I'm already saying it.
But what's going to be interesting now, even during the summer months, if we get to this point where it's going to be up to, based unless commissioners decide that it needs to be uniform throughout across the board in those specific conferences, but some presidents or coaches could decide, like at Illinois, which, yep, is not going to happen,
no,
but say in Indiana, where they're going to have online-only classes. And originally the talk was, okay, the whole student body needs to be on campus for you to play these sports.
Correct.
But it sounds like now it'll be open to interpretation or decisions where there could be online classes, but athletes could on their own voluntarily, yeah, say, I'll go to campus and work out.
I never understood that. Why does there need to be student body here for guys to play a football game? I mean, if I'm an athlete, if I'm a football player at Illinois, and you give me the option of playing, But you said, hey, look, you're going to have to live on campus essentially with no other students except for the rest of your athletic, or, you know, your, the rest of your teammates.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
Right. I remember Josh Whitman being asked about it a couple weeks ago. And the idea, which makes sense in theory, is that if it's not safe enough for the entire student body to be here, it's okay. Not safe enough. We can't ask then the athletes to say, okay, we're not asking our normal students to come back.
That's fair.
We can't then ask you to do that. But when you look at what professional sports are about to do, and I know yep. there's a difference there because those yep. guys are getting paid, but at least in a voluntary sense, that if it was within the state laws and you provide an opportunity, provide housing for them to come and work out your facilities, as long as you're within the laws of the state, again, Illinois is going to be at a disadvantage here at the University of Illinois.
There's no doubt.
The state.
And Northwestern.
Right.
There's no doubt. Let me ask you this. Let's say, and I want your opinion on this. Let's say Northwestern, Illinois, Purdue, Indiana, Maryland, Rutgers, Nebraska, and who's another team that's maybe not that good this year? Who am I forgetting? Let's just go with those seven.
Okay.
Let's say those seven are the only ones open, which would be weird. And they go ahead.
They're kicking out Wisconsin.
So Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Michigan, Ohio
Michigan
State.
Michigan State might not be very good.
Michigan State. But if Michigan's not playing, they're not playing.
True.
So Penn State. And then there's one team we're missing here, and I don't know. I can't think of it off my head. But let's just say you had those seven, and they said, okay, we're going to play. Kevin Warren's like, hey, you know what? We're going to open up. We're going to play these games. You guys play a round robin. And if Illinois won the Big Ten, would you as a fan be excited about a Big Ten title? If you knew that you didn't play Iowa, didn't play Wisconsin.
Right. Ohio State wasn't in
Ohio State,
the conference that year.
Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State.
Would you be excited? You'd be excited of winning over those that were in the competition. You wouldn't treat it like a normal Big Ten title.
You wouldn't, I think, right?
The school would probably happily, as far as the perception, put up a banner mm-hmm. or whatever mm-hmm. it may be, but especially if it's that collection, yeah,
it's a weird thought, isn't it? And that's the thing that's the thing to me that would be weird if they did that. And basically, what it's saying is, if they decided to do a Big Ten, but only 8 or 9 of the teams could play. If Michigan, Michigan State, Illinois, Northwestern, let's say, and Rutgers, obviously. If those five teams could not play and the rest of the Big Ten played, then if Ohio State won the East because Michigan wasn't even playing, is that fair? I mean, well, Ohio State's going to win
Penn
it anyway.
State, but
yeah, that's true.
Still, you know,
so
easier path.
That's where it would feel cheapened. It would feel cheapened. Now, as an Illinois fan, I guess my take on it would be like, hey, it's not our fault. It's not my fault that Columbus, Ohio was closed down and Ohio State couldn't play. Nah, 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 nah. We played and we beat everybody and we're Big Ten champions, and I'm always going to say that we're Big Ten champions. But it's still, you understand then when you're put into that spot, yeah. you understand how it would lessen the title.
Oh, it would, for sure. And now the concern is to not be the one or be the two teams left out
yes.
as far as Illinois and Northwestern. If everybody else is open
right.
and Illinois is like, yeah, sitting it out. You see stage five of this deal?
Well, I think Rutgers would definitely be out too.
Yeah, true.
With the stuff going on in New York.
But see, I don't think Ohio State's going to, okay, Illinois, Northwestern, and Rutgers are out. Are you going to treat this Big Ten title and like,
no.
Who are those guys?
Correct. That is definitely correct.
Those high school stadiums you play at 3 times a year?
Yeah, that's so true. They're not going to lessen. And we're not ripping on the stadiums
because
we know Memorial Stadium
is
the best. Now, Rutgers,
being
maybe.
An arrogant Buckeyes fan.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dan Buffa, KSDK, down in St. Louis, wrote an article today about Albert Pujols in a couple of years. He could become a free agent. What if the Cardinals got him back and he finished his career with a bird on the bat? What would you as a Cardinal fan think of that? Is that possible? We'll talk to Dan about it next. It's The Drive.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
At PDR Automotive, we understand that advertising is just applying for a job. What we're asking for is an opportunity to prove to you what thousands of PDR customers already know. So if character, integrity, and honesty is important to you, if having a quality automotive repair backed by a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty is important to you, remember, we are what's best for your truck or car. We are PDR. So when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive.
Mother's Day is coming up, and you'll want to spoil mom with flowers from the best place in town, the Blossom Basket Florist. The Blossom Basket Florist is open for no-contact delivery and pickups. Now remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 10th. Brighten mom's day with unbelievable, incredible flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist, 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana, or online, blossombasket.com. BlossomBasket.com.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame. And you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper. Isaac Ambrose with us as well. Kevin Wheeler joined us at 4:30. MLB Network, Mad Dog Radio. He's doing that every weekend. Basically, we wanted to talk baseball today, and we had nothing really to talk to Kevin about, but we just said, Kevin, start. Go. And he started talking baseball, and it was always great to talk to him. A gentleman that I've always wanted to have on our show, I follow him on Twitter, and he does a lot of sports columns down in St. Louis. Of course, being a Blues and a Cardinals fan, I've always been a big fan of reading anything I can with those teams. And Dan Buffa is a guy that does a lot with different media outlets, and especially with KSDK. He does both news, entertainment, and sports. He was just on with KSDK. He's going on with KMOX tomorrow to rate movies. And now he's joining us to do a little sports chat. Dan Buffa, how are you, sir? Dan, are you there, my friend? We're not. We may have to call Dan back. Let's do that. I'm sorry. My apologies. We'll try calling Dan back to see if we can. I can hear him breathing. So, yeah,
someone was on the line.
Somebody was on there. I'm not sure. I haven't hit anything since we had Kevin Wheeler on, so I'm not exactly sure what was going on, but we'll get a chance to do that. We were going through, you and I were talking a little bit about the milestones for Albert Pujols, and there is a chance that he could become the all-time RBI leader. And so that is one thing that, that is a milestone that Albert could get. And, man, we'd love to have him in St. Louis doing that, wouldn't we? Dan Buff, are you there, my friend?
I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, not much. Not much at all. We apologize. I don't know what happened there on our end. Dan, you wrote, I woke up this morning, wrote the article. I like reading your stuff. You do a great job with that. I read the article today about Albert Pujols, and I know it's a couple years down the road. You know, it'd be 2022, but during this quarantine, we got nothing to do but think. So I started thinking to myself, okay, Albert back in St. Louis, I'd take it in a heartbeat. What got you thinking about that, and what got you interested in writing about that today?
You know, there's just, you know, like you said, the quarantine's allowing not just fans, but players to kind of rethink their futures. You know, Yadier Molina did it a couple last week with his contract about, you know, playing catcher for the Cardinals possibly past this coming season. And then Pujols kind of had an interview with ESPN where he talked about it. So I thought about the possibility of Albert kind of not really righting a wrong for either him or the Cardinals, but kind of just making it right in, like, the baseball universe to have him come back and finish his career as a Cardinal. At least even if it is at 42 years old,
yep.
I think he could be a better bench bat than some of the bats that John Mozeliak's hired in the past.
For sure on that one.
I mean, Brandon Moss, I mean, you know, right. The guy could hit a beach ball if he threw it at the plate a few years back, but Pujols could do better than that. I mean, and then also you have a legend finishing his career.
Yes.
I mean, possibly chasing some milestones. You know, you got some merchandise to sell there. And I don't know. There's a lot of reasons it could work, but also there's, of course, a lot of reasons it won't work. So yeah. It's one of those hypotheticals.
Dan, with the milestones, he could be in position to, say, have a shortened season this year. Got, I think he was in the 93 RBIs last
right.
year. He's less than, 220-something from Aaron.
Mm.
If you got 150 the next two seasons, put him in striking distance. I know you examined those are some things maybe he could do or reach as a Cardinal here in 2-3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's a lot of very nostalgic reasons to bring him back. And look, he hit 23 home runs last year. It isn't like he's all of a sudden forgot how to hit and he's not striking out. He can draw a walk. He can still play first base. And, you know, the Cardinals did sign Paul Goldschmidt to that big extension, but it'd be nice to have kind of a pretty good esteemed backup behind him like Albert Pujols. And then, you know, the DH, if they bring it in this year for the shortened season, it's not going to leave. So if you have the DH, it makes it very viable. The only really hang up would be that personal services contract.
And, right.
You know, I think that anything is possible, but there's certain parties that think it can be really taken away, and there's other parties that say that kicks in when he retires. So if he wasn't going to retire, possibly he could go play somewhere else, and then that would be something he could deal with when he's done playing.
You know, Dan, that was Dan Buff as our guest. That was the one thing that, well, there were more than one thing. I did not want Albert Pujols out of St. Louis, and I understood the economics of it, and as you look back now, it's easy to see that St. Louis made the right decision. Albert, you know, is not the Albert that everyone remembers in St. Louis when he was unreal, Hall of Fame unreal in a Cardinals uniform. But there were, you know, I still wanted Albert for the mystique and for the idea that he'd get a statue one day and all of that stuff, right? But there was that service time with the Angels or whatever, where the lifetime, where essentially he signed that contract that it said, okay, once you retire, then you're a property of the Angels for a long time. I always felt like that was the one thing that I felt betrayed the most by Albert Pujols, that he would sign a contract that essentially said, all right, I'm with the Angels now. I'm not going to forever be known as a Cardinal. What did you take of that when he signed that back in the day?
I just figured, I mean, would you really want to go to any job where you're going to be there for 20 years? I mean, does anybody really want to do that? I mean, I thought that was kind of something like, who negotiated that? Was that for him to get that whole $254 million? But I don't know. I just have a feeling that that's something that Pujols said, I don't want to do that. The Angels can't go, well, gosh, you got to be our hitting coach for another 10 years. You got to be... You got to run our batting cage, or you got to, like, you know, clean a suite or sweep up a couple aisles in the stadium. It's one of those things where I think there's a lot of loopholes. I mean, I haven't seen the contract
sure.
and all of its ink and paper, but I would say that if there was a way around it, which I think there always is, I think Pujols would like to get out of that. I think that was one of those things that I think he was just really disappointed that the Cardinals' initial offer was for 5 years at a good sum, but I think he felt so, like, betrayed by the fact that there was no negotiations really up in the last year, and then they won the World Series, but then I think he just really was turned off by their initial offer that he said, okay, I'm going to go sign a 10-year deal, and then I'm going to get this 10-year service contract. So I think
good point.
That... I mean, I just can't see a way where if he really wanted to get out of that, he couldn't get out of that.
Dan, how much do you think is leaning on the implementation of the DH rule in the NL? Would he be a guy? I know that Kobe's last year, of course, he was with the Lakers the entire time, but he wasn't going out there playing 30 minutes a night. But to have the farewell, to maybe pinch hit, to fill in for Goldschmidt, do you think he would need to be in every day or 130 games in a DH role, or could you see him as a backup, a pinch hitter?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a thing where I don't think he has to play every day. I don't think at 42 years old, I don't think anybody at 42 is going to want to play 162 games. I think it would be a thing where he would be, if the DH is in play, he'd be a DH for around 100 games a year. Maybe he gets in 10 games at first base, and then he comes off the bench in the other 52. So it's just, I think he's more of a part-time bat. But, you know, if he can still swing it, then he'll play more. But I don't think it's a situation where he has to be a full-time player. I don't think the Cardinals are going to pay him like that.
Sure.
Going into it.
Dan Buffa covers a lot of sports for KSDK in St. Louis and other outlets. You can follow him on Twitter at Buffa82. That's BUFFA82. All right, I tweeted this out today and had a few responses and just got another one, in fact, from a Cardinals fan that said no thanks in terms of getting Albert back. And, you know, I guess if we separate the idea of knowing that we wanted Albert to retire in a Cardinals uniform, and we still are even considering that now by having this conversation, are we being smart as Cardinals fans, Dan, to assume that that would be a good move, to have a 42-year-old Albert Pujols who, like in your article, I think his WAR is barely over, not even over one, it's barely over zero the last 3 years with the Angels. Are we being smart as Cardinals fans to even think that this would be a good idea for St. Louis?
You know, I think you can't really get into it without having a little bit of nostalgia.
Agreed.
But I would say if he's still hitting and he's still productive, he's still able to hit 20 home runs a year, he's still able to drive runners in, he's not striking out over 68, 70 times a season, I think if you have a chance to put a bookend on a career like that, if there's an exception to the rule of something that sounds insane to go, man, we need to go get a 42-year-old, and that's going to be the final piece to our World Series puzzle, the exception to that rule would be Albert Pujols coming back to St. Louis. There's not a lot of cases like this where, imagine if Kobe Bryant had left the Lakers and then he had a chance to come back. I think the Lakers would make that happen, even though bad knees and not the Kobe of old.
I agree.
They would have brought him back. So I think it's kind of like that crazy exception to the rule.
Yep.
Dan, I don't want to ask you to predict the unpredictable, but as a Cardinals fan, I know that there's others out there. They sit back and think, without the change of scenery, if Cardinals just keep it as is, if Albert stays a Cardinal, continues to hit at Busch Stadium, things play out a little bit differently. Of course, you can't control the injuries, but is that fair at all, or is that just me trying to say that what was good was going to remain good, but there were bumps in the road coming up?
Oh, I mean, even in a 2011 season where I think he was starting to be a little bit more human, you know, he was starting, and the machine was kind of going into more of a human phase of a baseball player, he still could have helped this team win another World Series.
I agree.
I mean, I know in 2013, that's when he had the plantar fasciitis and he missed the season, but you never know. Maybe that comes on the season before, but even in 2012 and 2014 and 15, especially in 15, where the Cubs just overmatched the Cardinals in the NLDS, Pujols could have been a lightning rod then. I mean, he was still hitting. So I think the what-if of him staying means you could have a 12th World Series. I mean, I think if he stays with the talent that the Cardinals had, I think they at least win a World Series.
Yeah, and how do you put a price tag on another World Series, right? I mean,
if he signed, if he said, hey, they're going to win a World Series, give him his 10 years, 250.
I'm in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I'm in. I mean, I totally agree.
That's like three World Series in a matter of less than 6, 7, 8 years.
So. Oh, man. That would have been fun. Oh, well, we still had a lot of fun.
We still had a lot of fun.
Dan.
It's always going to be something that stings a little bit.
There's true. We had somebody text in and say, all right, does Albert wear a Cardinal hat or an Angels hat? in the Hall of Fame. I know that the at Major League Baseball makes that decision, not Albert. I would assume because of the incredible numbers that he put up in St. Louis, I think this is a no-brainer that when Albert Pujols is inducted into the Hall of Fame, that statue or that not a statue, but the what do you call that? Dang it, Derek! The head or hat or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a Cardinals, don't you think?
I think it has to be. I think he had one of the best 11-year stretches of any right-hand hitter in baseball history. So I think the Hall of Fame will have to recognize that. That yes, he will be in Los Angeles for 10 years, but what he did as a Cardinal was almost unmatched.
Totally agree. It's a bust. Is it a bust? What am I thinking of? What do they call? Oh, man, I'm losing my mind here. Dan, this happens on a daily basis. I'm just glad you're here to witness it now because everybody else witnesses. All right, Dan Buff, I got one more for you. Are you a native St. Louisan? I mean, are you from St. Louis?
I am. I except for maybe a couple years I spent in Arkansas, I am pretty much a St. Louis guy through and through.
Okay. So I grew up as a Cardinals fan, grew up as a Cardinals football fan, believe it or not, still a huge Arizona Cardinals fan, went to the Super Bowl when they played down in Tampa. And it was so funny when I was talking the night, two nights before the Super Bowl, we had one bar. There were 30 bars that had Steelers parties. One bar had a Cardinals party. And I'm standing there, and people are like, yeah, where do you live in Arizona? And I'm like, well, I don't. I live in Champaign, you know, near Champaign, Illinois. And they're like, you do? And I'm like, yeah, see, I rooted for the team when they were in St. Louis. And there were guys there that were like 70 years old going, holy crap, you're like the longest tenured Cardinals fan of anybody here at this bar. I'm like, I know. But here's what I'm getting at, Dan. The St. Louis Blues. I'm also a huge Blues fan. Have since I learned hockey when ESPN, I think in 1987, ESPN showed hockey. And I just literally sat down and taught myself the sport of hockey. And, of course, became a Blues fan because they were in St. Louis. Want to ask you, as somebody that experienced it, you were down in that city. What was it like when the St. Louis Blues finally captured the Stanley Cup? Talk a little bit about what it was like when they captured it, and then, of course, the parade, which was an absolute you-know-what show, and I loved every second of it.
I mean, it was really surreal because when you're a Blues fan, you're trained to expect the worst.
Yes.
And you're really ready for at least the bad. So when everything kind of kept going the Blues' way, when they overcame Dallas and they beat the Sharks, you know, and then they got up against the Bruins, who had every reason to win, at least according to most of the NHL, that you thought, man, this just can't happen. And then they just kept doing it. And then in Game 7, they just got out to that great start. And it was unbelievable to watch that take place because it was, you know, 50-plus years of waiting. And for me, being a fan since I was a kid, it's like you're not believing what you're seeing. And then the parade was, it was icing on the cake.
I bet. They,
for one time, they turned downtown St. Louis into a sea of blue and not a sea of red.
Yep.
So that was very fitting.
And Brett Hull still, I assume, is recovered.
He is. He is probably in an intermediate drunk phase, but he was in a. He was in like Frank the Tank mode there for about 2 months.
And I loved every second of it. You know, we went Blues, baby. That's what we're talking about. Dan Buffa.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Buffa. Great stuff, my friend. KSDK does news, entertainment, sports columnist. Follow him on Twitter at Buffa82. Dan, it was finally good to talk to you. I've always wanted to get you on the show and love the article on Albert. Keep up your great writing and we'll do this again, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot. You have a good day.
Okay, buddy. Dan Buffa, great stuff from the city of St. Louis, talking about the possible return, if it happened. And again, you know, as a columnist, look, and I had somebody today actually say, well, why? I mean, again, well, Trevor kind of mentioned it too, not being mean, but I did have somebody today was like, why are we talking about something that's 2 years away? And I'm like, well, first of all, I got nothing to talk about. So I don't care if it's 10 years away. I don't care if it's filming Mission Impossible in space. I need something to talk about for 2 hours a day on the radio show. And so I thought, you know what? This is kind of a cool thing to at least think about, you know, and it gets you to the point where you start thinking of your team, right? So if you're a Cubs fan, who was the one player that you would have loved if they would have come back and finished their final season in your uniform? You know, if you're a Blues fan, for instance, Brett Hull left the Blues and went to the Dallas Stars, won a Stanley Cup. I would have loved for Brett Hull to finish his career in St. Louis. I thought it would have been cool if Wayne Gretzky would have finished his career in Edmonton. I just think that's kind of cool. Call me a, there's a word I can't think of it. And I couldn't think of bust. Thank you. Wade's like, Lon is a bust. Thanks, Wade. Come on.
I Googled it and there are differing interpretations.
Apparently. Oh, really? Okay.
I'm just kidding.
A bust is what it is. Yeah, because it's not a statue. It's just literally from your shoulders to your head. That's yes. It. That's what. And I've been in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I've seen all the busts. So I could not think of what the stinking thing was called. But, you know, it
Ken Griffey Jr. Ken finished Griffey? In Seattle.
That's right.
Back to Seattle.
See, that's cool to me. A romantic. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I am definitely a romantic when it comes to that kind of stuff. And especially for a guy that did so much for your organization, like an Albert Pujols did or a Brett Hull did in St. Louis, to have them come back and finish their career there, I personally would love it. And I'll be even honest with you, like Johnny Camargo, Albert gave me 10 or 11 of the best baseball I've ever experienced in my life. I agree with him there. But that ship has sailed. He moved on. So have I. He cannot take up a roster spot and a significant contract for sentimental reasons. I understand that side of it, too. I totally am on the fence with this and see both sides. And I don't think I'm on the fence. In other words, I'm just literally walking on the fence, looking down because I'm that talented at both sides of this. But I do think that Albert, if the DH was in the National League, I would be fine with having Albert Pujols as a guy that could be not a primary even DH, because against a right-hander, maybe you got a guy on your bench that's a lefty that you'd rather be out there hitting instead of Albert Pujols.
You mean Matt Carpenter?
Or Matt Carpenter, right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, would you be okay with, in the last years of their contracts, Matt Carpenter from the left side as a DH and Albert from the right? I'm all right with that.
Yeah, we'll see if I'm still okay with Matt Carpenter in 2 years. But it depends. The money would matter for Albert.
It would.
If you're giving him...
You can't overpay.
You can't give him $15
million. No. And I would hope that he wouldn't want that.
That's about half of what he's going to make next year.
I think
he's... How about you just switch it to where he'll retire Cardinal, all the good feelings come back about him and the Cardinals, and he signs the 10-year. I looked it up. He gets paid with the Angels for the post-career. He gets $1 million for 10 years after he's done playing.
Wow.
What's the Cardinals' take on that?
Did you really need that, Albert? Did you really need another $10 million? Then again, if somebody's offering you $10 million, I don't get. I mean, if Stevie J came to me and said, "I'm going to pay you once you retire, because you've been here for 10 years or you've been here for 15 years, I'm going to pay you another 5 years at your contract now, and you just have to represent Stevie J Broadcasting," well, I'd probably do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I think at the time the Angels were thinking, okay, so when you're done, we're going to parade you around as arguably the best baseball player maybe ever.
Yep.
Maybe the home run title champ, the RBI title champ, all the obligations that go into that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll, anytime we make a request for you to show up at the stadium or do an interview or a promotion, you got to do it. And that's the kind of the give and take there. Of course, he's still in position for the RBI.
Yep.
But he hasn't had the type of the years that they thought they were getting, because it's been a terrible contract.
Outside of Anaheim or Los Angeles or whatever they're now called, the Angels, outside of that fan base, is there one fan that doesn't recognize Albert Pujols as a Cardinal as opposed to an Angel? Do you think?
Unless you're talking to a 12-year-old who doesn't remember him playing in
That's true.
St. Louis.
That's a good point. I mean, Andrew's 13 and remembers Albert.
Yeah, fair enough.
But you're right.
Yeah, to your point.
You're right. I mean, if you considered yourself a true baseball fan.
Right.
And you were a White Sox fan, or you were an Indians fan, or a Houston Astros fan, or, an LA Dodgers fan. When I said Albert Pujols, who would you associate him with, the Cardinals or Angels?
Oh, Cardinals.
Most are going to say the Cardinals, right? Yeah. I would think. Yeah, I'm with you. It's just a weird thing that he signed that. That was the one that kind of put the dagger in my heart. Kind of like, you know what? I'll show you St. Louis. Not only am I going to go play elsewhere, I'm going to sign a deal with a team that basically owns my rights for another 10 years. And, you know, I'm going to be Angels from then on. And it's like, really, Albert? Really?
I know. On the flip side, there is the, for all that he did as a Cardinal, how could you not open up a Brinks truck and say whatever you want?
I know. He made you a lot of money.
But since then, if he would have had the same production that he's had in L.A. in St. Louis, and St. Louis is on the other end of that contract, terrible decision.
I totally agree, and you wonder what fans would look at him like. It's almost as though, because he's had his worst years elsewhere, we still revere him as the guy that was an MVP candidate every year. And you wonder if he would have stuck here, if by this point you would have just rued the day that Albert Pujols was still on your team and making $29 or $30 million.
Yeah, the money, you definitely not be happy about.
And like I've always told you, why do we care about money? Why do we care as a fan? Why do I care that the Cardinals are paying Brett Cecil? Or why do I?
Because it limits the deals you can make.
That's the problem. That's the only problem. Otherwise, personally, it's not my money. Have at it. Pay whoever you're going to pay. Yeah. It's not my money. But you're right. When you're in a market like the Cardinals are, when you're in a TV market like the Cardinals, and you continuously overdo your payroll, even though they can afford it, I get it. I'm not saying they can't. But most teams that are in a market like St. Louis do not even come close to the payroll the Cardinals have, which is, you know, top 8, 9, 10 in baseball. It's not even, most teams don't even come close to that payroll. And the Cardinals have always done that, and we, the fans, make that possible because they draw a lot of fans, and that organization has made a lot of money. They've done a lot of winning, and because of that, it's a culture that the Cardinals always feel like we need to continue to be at this level so that we can provide our fans the idea that we are a championship caliber team every year. And I get it. And I'm glad that that's the case.
Yep.
I'm glad it's the case.
Yep.
Somebody said, how many double plays would Yachty and Albert hit into if both were still playing? Oh my, that's so true. I'd just be
that
like,
is one thing I remember about Albert.
Oh,
his last year in St. Louis, he had a league leading 29 double plays.
Did he really?
Yep.
And Yachty, I mean,
yeah,
you know, he hits that ground ball. You're like, okay, just go ahead and just head to the dugout. You don't even have to run it out.
If Fowler and Carpenter are still in the lineup, is anybody on base?
Oh.
Tyler O'Neill starting?
Could that be the slowest team ever constructed? If you had Albert, Yachty, and Matt Carpenter in a lineup, and that could be the slowest team ever. And Paul DeYoung's not fast.
No. You got some with Wong and Bader.
Yeah, Bader's really fast. Wong's fast. Goldschmidt's not bad.
Decent.
Fowler,
He used to could.
I love it. All right, if you want to weigh in, I know a lot of you have. 359-2255. 217-359-2255. A break. Come back to wrap things up. It's The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Remember this?
Oh!
Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5.
Rescue workers face death every day, and far too often their families lose them while they're helping you on the road. When you see emergency lights flashing, you must slow down and move over to the far lane. That includes red, blue, and orange lights. If you hit someone on the road, you'll be charged with a felony. That means jail time. Help us keep our families safe when we're out helping yours. When the lights are flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Brought to you by Tatman's Towing.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lincoln.
What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? 24/7 emergency care. It breaks, they're there. Period. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? Professional technicians to take care of your problem right the first time. With satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Serving all of Central Illinois. Call Dogtown Heating and Air, 217-841-4728, or visit them online, dogtownheatingandair.com.
Everyone is familiar with the golden rule. At 2 men in a truck, we have a version of that called the grandma rule. And what that means is we would treat everyone that we come in contact with the same as we would want our grandma treated. So every time you make a phone call for an estimate to one of our salespeople, every time a mover gets ready to step on your porch, we stop, we take a breath, and we think about how would we want our grandma treated.
We thank the community of Champaign-Urbana for choosing 2 men in a truck, your movers who care.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Services. I'd like to take a moment to thank the community for all the work that you have us do on your remodel, commercial, and residential properties. We would also like to inform you of all of the services that we provide. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, we truly want to make your home our top priority. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com. We are building better together.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Imagine a perfect world, a world where your face doesn't have a blemish, a world where you don't hit a red light, a world where the Wi-Fi always works, a world with a perfect green lawn with no weeds. Wake up! We don't live in that perfect world, but Spring Green can turn that perfect lawn dream into a reality. With personalized service, the best products, and more, Spring Green is the best lawn care option in Central Illinois. Let them give you a quote. Just go to spring-green.com or give them a call at 359-2111.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Due to social distancing guidelines, the much-anticipated Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium sale is moving online for the first time ever. Saturday, May 16th, 8 a.m., GameDaySpirit.com. Amazing deals, all from the comfort of your home. No lines, no crowds, just insane deals on Illini apparel, gifts, and decor. They'll be rock-bottom prices on Fighting Illini tees, jerseys, sweatshirts, hoodies, and more for every member of Illini Nation. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for previews of these exclusive offers May 16th and 17th at GameDaySpirit.com.
Hi, my name is Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. COVID-19 hasn't stopped pain and injury, and it hasn't stopped physical therapy either. Telehealth can bring physical therapy to you while you stay home and flatten the curve. Our goal is to make the experience simple and stress-free. To help, we are offering the first telehealth session free of charge because we believe it is an essential part of the healthcare system right now. To get started today, visit MettlerCenter.com.
A reminder that Honda BMW of Champaign is still open by appointment. They're available for vehicle service and are helping keep you safe with complete disinfection offered for the inside of your vehicle. If you don't want to leave your home and head in to Honda BMW, no worries. They're available online. That's right. You can buy a car completely online and they'll deliver it to you. Find the vehicle that fits your needs without ever leaving your couch. Honda BMW of Champaign, here to serve you during this tough time. Located at the corner of Neal and Burwash or online, drivechampaign.com.
John Camargo.
John, I'm going to start talking about MVPs and Andre Dawson if you don't watch it. I'm kidding. No, John says, hey, at 42, 43, 44 years old, what other baseball player would you agree to sign a contract to be a designated hitter in Major League Baseball? Albert Pujols would be for the Cardinals, would be somebody that shake hands, kiss babies, not a DH or anything else from an active player standpoint. Okay, I'm with you on that, but I just feel like, let's see. Let's see where he's at. I mean, last year he had, what, 17 home runs, 20 home runs, 93 RBI?
23 home runs, 93 RBIs. Hit 244.
Not great.
Not great, but in today's game, it's not a ton about average. At least that's what they tell you. Cool. No, you don't like hearing that.
No. Burns me. Burns.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. 131 games. So
I'd like to see where he was at before we make that decision. We'll see. All right. Real quick. ESPN, NFL Network, tonight, the National Football League is releasing the schedules. But like everything now in the world with social media, they're leaking out. You know, Adam Schefter basically tells you who the Cardinals are selecting at 15 right when the draft starts. Hey, by the way, my sources tell me the Cardinals are getting Isaiah Simmons at 8. And it's like, how do you know that? So, already you said you've kind of found a couple of spots that have released the Bears schedule. And I almost feel like I don't want to ruin it for somebody out there that wants to watch this tonight.
True.
So we're going to say this. We're going to close the show in approximately 4 minutes. Why don't you, if you're interested in watching the NFL schedule release tonight on ESPN or NFL Network, go ahead and turn us off.
We don't even know if these are completely accurate. I won't give you the whole schedule.
Okay. But just be wary so you can turn the dial. You don't really actually turn the dial. Derek, I remember when you literally had to turn the dial in a radio, or you'd hit it like a silver button and it would go into the next station. You're like, yeah. But if you're interested in watching that, not wanting to hear this, switch stations or shut your radio off, go.
Okay, so CBS Sports has a running thread of tweets that have come out.
Okay.
Whether it's just random accounts, which then you don't know if they're completely accurate, but some reporters or people that have ties to these teams have tweeted out leaks. So Danny Parkins, 670 The Score, I'm sure you're familiar, has a couple of games for the Bears. Week one, you mentioned starting 1-0. I feel good about this. Week one at the Lions.
Ooh. Although wouldn't
be a guarantee, Eli.
Or Eli Hershkovich loved.
Has them winning the division.
Oh, my.
Mm. Hopefully he's not as good at NFL as he is at college hoops, as far as predictions. Week 5, Brady and the Bucks come to Chicago.
Oh, that's the one you'd want to get tickets for.
I feel like I got to buy them.
Those tickets would be expensive.
If I get refunded, I get refunded.
Could you go on right now and just buy Week 5 tickets to the Bears without knowing who they're playing?
No.
Probably not, because they'd have to know they were going to play a home game.
Yep.
My fault.
They'd have to line up the opponent and everything like that. But I think tonight you'll be able to buy tickets
for
that particular game.
Man, I would look at that, and I would not be one of those. Oh, hey, here's what I'm going to tell you, because I'm one of those that always goes, well, I'm going to wait. I think it'll go down. That one ain't going down.
It's not going down.
And I know ain't's not the right grammar. That one is not going down. If you, the first thing you see, if you can get a ticket for 110, bam. Right. I don't even know. What do you usually pay for a ticket at Soldier?
Yeah, between, close probably to 150, but yeah, 120, 150.
Okay.
That's usually StubHub.
Yeah.
I haven't bought them from the Bears.
Bears fans are awesome, man. They love that team.
We do.
Mm.
Week 7, Monday Night Football at the Rams. Week 10, Monday Night Football at home against the Vikings. Sunday Night Football the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Week 17, home against Green Bay.
Oh, now that would be tasty. I like that. So you'd have two Monday nights and a Sunday night.
Two Monday nights and a Sunday night.
And of course,
and a Thursday night.
Oh, and a Thursday night. So four different national TV appearances, which are still kind of a cool thing, isn't it? Like, if your team plays on Monday Night Football, I mean, that's still kind of a cool thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know as a Cardinals fan, it's cool because we never play.
It does put you in the, if you have a Thursday night and then you're watching Sunday and not having that.
It does stink.
Not having that Sunday without your team. Although, especially if you've been going on a rough patch.
Yes.
You just kind of breathe and watch the other games and check your fantasy. And you're like, this is nice.
See, as a Cardinals,
stress free.
Cardinals fan, they usually play at 3. Right, every Sunday they play at 3. So the weeks that they play out east and they play at noon, my body is so conditioned to just enjoy football for 3 hours. It's essentially just eat my Tombstone pizza, drink my Mountain Dew, do a little fantasy football, and then boom, go get your jersey on, get the beer out. 3 o'clock rolls around. Well, now it's like 3:15 or 3:30. But when they play early, then it gets done, and I'm like, And the only game on is the stinking Cowboys. By the way, I think the Cardinals play at Dallas this year.
Nice.
Bring it.
I was looking at the matchups for the Cardinals. You're going to have to travel if you want to see a game this year road. Carolina, Dallas, a couple L.A.
Oh, no, I'm not going there. Dang it. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll go a year without. I'll save all my money for next year because I said in 2 years the Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl.
I go to Tempe with you.
Boom. Let's go. Hey, we got to go because we're literally out. Kevin Wheeler, thank you. Dan Buffett, thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Brian Randall tomorrow.
Yes.
Brian Randall's going to join us tomorrow. I cannot wait to visit with Brian. Thank you, Isaac. Good stuff. You know what? I've already blown past it. We got another 20 seconds. My bad. Isaac, thank you, sir.
No problem.
We didn't get you on today. I apologize.
It was a big show, but I'm excited for football. So
yeah, baby.
That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. That's true. That's all that matters. All right. Somebody just said, that's right, America's team. Are the Cowboys still America's team? Yeah, they are. They are. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Of course, Lindy thinks the Raiders are America's team. Lindy, you got issues, man.
I'd go see him in Vegas.
Yeah, that would be cool, though. All right, Lindy, now I'm with you again. Let's go. Let's go see the Cardinals and Raiders, or the Bears and the Raiders in Vegas. Open the country up! I'm ready! Let's get sports! We're out. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.